Well, we'll get everybody checked in the kids' church, youth, 5th to 12th grade. Go ahead and follow Samara and for your guys' practice for Christmas Eve. Good to have all of you here tonight. And if you want to, you can prepare your giving tonight. Envelopes and chairs in front of you. If they're not, you may wave your hand around and I pray. promise you one of the ushers will help you out. Because they're just some good people. I know that. But you can get that together. We'll give you a second to do that. A couple of add-ons. If you never grabbed one of the Christmas devotions, they're in the back. You can get one as you go. What's today's date? The 11th? You're only 11 days behind, but you can catch up. All right? This runs through Christmas Day, so go ahead and grab one of those. This is a brand new announcement, by the way. If any of you are interested, Eric Smith and everybody remembers Pastor Dosick for years traveled overseas and they established a ministry that he used just with his name for stuff, Peter Dosick Ministries. They are still continuing to go overseas. And they're taking a trip this summer that they're opening up for people to go along from the campus churches. And the trip is to Nairobi, which is in Kenya in Africa. And the dates are June 15th to June 24th. It is a very costly trip, but you'll get to see Crusade there. You'll get to participate in stuff they do at the schools there and some different things like that. So if that is of interest to you, let me know. But there are also flyers at the back about this. Now, just so you know, I personally am not going, all right, just so you're aware of that. But there's a team from the Botkins campus who is going that we would connect you with. And if you're interested in that, go ahead and grab a flyer and let me know. And all I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more about it. Then I'll connect you with Eric Smith, and I will step out of the way. So he will be the direct contact about this stuff. So if you're interested, just go ahead and grab one of those and let me know. And I've been to Nairobi, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and I really enjoyed my time there. My daughter Hope and I went. Actually, I was in the midst of chemotherapy at the time. That's when I had just come out of my cancer surgeries, and they esteemed that my white blood cell count was good enough to travel. And I was wearing a mask before it was vogue before COVID, because I was on a plane with your white, you know, your blood cell counts being low. You got to watch. So I was. Yeah, anyway, so that's what was going on. But it's a good time, and Hope has wonderful memories of that. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and grab one of those flyers and then let me know. All right, so let me pray over your giving, and if you have something, you can bring it. Lord, we thank you to be in your house tonight, to worship, to be together. Lord, as we are in the midst of this season where we celebrate your coming and your birth and advent, that you're breaking into this world to be with us, Lord. That's who you are. And as we give tonight, it's another aspect of understanding and showing that you are in our lives in such a way in provision, and we give as a response to that. We thank you for your provision in Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. So if you have something, you can bring it. But let me just say something really off the cuff. I don't know why I'm thinking about this. You know, sometimes there are people out there in the Christian, some sections of the Christian faith that don't believe that you should celebrate the birth of Jesus. They give different reasons why, or they say, well, December 25th, all you're doing is co-opting a pagan holiday from way back when. Not true. But this is started between 100 AD and 200 AD. Somebody had, and you can research who these people are, they had estimated that the conception of Jesus was March the 25th. And all they did was go 9 months forward and say, well, then he must have been born December the 25th. And ever since then, that's when they celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's that simple. So if you have people out there saying you shouldn't celebrate his birth, the Bible doesn't tell you to, you're co-opting a pagan holiday. Celebrating that God has come in flesh is a foundational cornerstone of the theology.